wishing everybody a happy Friday on this very busy news day, Len. My gosh, there's a lot to hash over here. Leading off our big three this morning, Amazon has bailed out on building a headquarters in Long Island City. It is a big loss for the city, but I was not in favor of those billions of tax breaks that the mayor and the governor cooked up for Amazon, but there are some here. Also in the big three, there will be no government shutdown. Senate and the House of Representatives agreed to a deal to keep the government open, but Trump, he will sign it, and then he's going to declare a national emergency to divert funds to build his wall. Bad precedent being set here. Just wait till progressives get into the White House and they declare a national emergency about climate change and guns. Bad, bad road we're going down here, folks. In Chicago, now police, there are reports in Chicago that they're talking to people who may actually have kind of been involved in some sort of plot that Jesse was involved in to make it look like he was attacked by Trump supporters.
Well, Chicago police are denying that scenario, but it's coming out that one of the people they're talking to also worked on the show Empire. So,
and there's a report that he was being written off the show, and this is why he did it, but now the show is denying it. It's very murky. There's something fishy about this whole thing. And frankly, when he was on Good Morning America yesterday, I sensed he was acting. I just did. We don't know for a fact.
We don't know yet.
And it got to hand it to you. You were suspicious from the moment the story
broke. Didn't sound right with the MAGA hats and the whole scenario of anti-black. Congressman Peter King joining us around 7:40. Right. Very outspoken about the Amazon thing. He's very upset. He says he sides with de Blasio and Cuomo on this. And, of course, we'll also talk to Peter King about the so-called national emergency that's coming. Got a very good email from a listener I'd like to share with you.
Okay.
Comes from Mikey in Lufkin, Texas.
Wow.
Obviously listening on the iHeart app. He says, sounds like Michael's been listening to a few other radio hosts on WOR. He's gone off the deep end. Please save him, Len. We'll do once they take over and they declare national emergencies, like, you know, getting rid of the Second Amendment and taking all the guns. They're not going to do all that.
Oh, I think some of them will.
Mikey's right. That's fear-mongering. So, Mikey, I'll try my best to rein him in, okay? it's a challenge every morning, but he's calling from Norwalk. Good morning, Joe. What's up?
Hey, Joe.
What's up, guys? A little under the weather, so excuse the voice. Michael, I normally agree with you 100%, but I think you're wrong. The issue is very simple. When, you know, Congress for many years has literally given the president or the executive branch so much power when it comes to border issues that President Trump is on solid constitutional grounds. And if he calls for a state of emergency, the Supreme Court would hear this on an expedited fashion. So it would never be stuck in the courts for years. It would be months before there'd be a hearing, and Trump would end up victorious because the statute is so clear that he has the ability to do almost anything he wants with border issues.
You know, Joe,
I think the statute is so clear. It's written, it's in black and white, and they're going to have to would bend like pretzels to try to change the wording of that statute.
But, Joe, it's in the Constitution that the Congress determines funding.
Absolutely. Joe, if you want the wall built, you got to vote Republicans into the House of Representatives. You got to get Republican control of the House. That's how democracy works.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Indeed. So, hey, at 9:40, just want to say we've got a big celeb coming into the studio. She's on the block. Natalie can barely contain herself. She was a teeny bopper in love with the New Kids on the Block.
Well, so everybody knows.
Try not to be a big fan when he comes in, Natalie.
Everybody knows this song. The right stuff, baby. Nobody knows that song. But anyway,
that
was a
music
big
brings
hit.
Me back.
Are you going
to... I'm not back as a big-haired Staten Island girl.
Are you
going to
ask for an autograph
girl?
And a selfie? And
yeah, her girlfriends are going to be jealous.
Here they are. I'm going to post it on Facebook. Step by step.
Look at her bopping
in
there.
I'm bopping.
Man, you are a teeny bopper. She's singing the words. She's bopping.
No, it's a teeny bopper when
you know
it came out.
You know who's absolutely stone-faced and impassive about that song is Bartlett.
Yeah, I totally missed that era. Me and Len.
Len for sure. But anyway, he's coming in because he's gonna be in. You will have Joey McIntyre, and Natalie is just going to faint.
Oh,
just
I know.
Just going to outright faint.
Have a little dignity, Natalie.
Yeah, no, why should I?
Are you going to squeal and go weak-kneed?
Maybe.
Is this, I don't remember. Was he one of the cute ones in that?
They were all cute. What are you saying, one of the cute ones?
I don't know. I don't know what they look like. Prefer the Shirelles.
Can we talk about Amazon?
Yes.
Because it's being...
He said, who? I said, I prefer the Shirelles. He goes, who?
I like the Shirelles. Oh, get him some Shirelles music,
no,
Anthony.
Not
yes.
Do it.
Yeah, get some Shirelles music.
No!
come on. If we have to play Boys on the Block for you.
New Kids on the Block. Yeah. Did the Shirelles do Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
Yes, the Shirelles are terrific. Come on, order here,
yes,
Natalie.
You've got to get overruled. We discussed this when we were talking about Downton Abbey and upstairs, downstairs. Right. You are downstairs. Michael and I are upstairs.
you are
here to serve.
That's
Joe
right.
Bartlett. Could you imagine these
That's
two?
Right.
You're downstairs?
We live in the big rooms.
I have access to all the buttons.
You have to share the bedroom with the servants.
So... Everyone's blaming the progressive left for killing the Amazon deal. There's some newspaper editorials, and people are going after the politicians and the state senators. Truth of the matter is, I like the deal. I'm the majority of people did vote, in a poll, and they said they wanted Amazon to come. And a big if they created 25,000 jobs, that would be a good thing. I grew up in Long Island City. I don't think there's anything wrong with developing in Long Island City. It's already being developed with all those cities. So here was their quote. For Amazon, the commitment to build a new headquarters requires positive, collaborative relationships with state and local elected officials who will be supportive over the long term. While polls show that 70% of New Yorkers support our plans and investment, a number of state and local politicians have made it clear they oppose our presence and will not work with us to build the type of relationships that are required to go forward in the project we and many others envisioned in Long Island City. Now, come on. Really, they're scared off by a couple of politicians, and you shouldn't be in New York. Yeah.
Well,
you don't have
the
cojones to
free
to
country.
Be
Amazon here. Amazon has every right to bail out. I was not happy with the enormous tax breaks given to them strictly by the governor and the mayor. What really annoyed me about this deal was something the governor and the mayor did in secret. You know, I believe in absolute. I don't believe in doing these things without letting the citizens in on the decision. I think that's what really stuck in the craw of a lot of people. And it just shows you how weak the mayor and the governor are, that they couldn't get their Democrats in line to support their deal. They're both lame ducks.
Here's what the mayor said about Amazon. He blames them.
I don't think there would have been the level of controversy if they had said, what would it take to show people that we actually want to be a part of this community and want to help it become a better place in a more clear fashion. I think that would...
Unions the day before, and yep. I don't think Bezos wanted to have the union salaries that were going to be required.
The larger issue here is that this is a business-unfriendly environment in this state. You should have had to give the tax breaks in the first place. This should be a state where businesses want to locate because we have some of the most talented people in the world here. We have some of the hardest-working people in the world here. But we have a government that is anti-business. That's the problem.
I have an aside here.
Yeah.
Amazon is worth $795 billion. Last year, they earned $11.2 billion in U.S. profits. How much did they pay in federal income tax?
I think they paid zero.
Zero. Mm-hmm. Not one bit because of tax breaks and other things that these governments have given them. I don't know if that ties into this at all, but come on. Really? You're going to make $11 billion?
For us. That's all coming up when we come back.
I love it. All right. I'm going to listen.
Get to work, Natalie.
Now I'll listen to
and
the show.
Be sure to take a listen to WOR Tonight with Joe Concha and Lise Wheel this evening from 6 to 9.
Attention union members, you're looking to buy or refinance? Take advantage of an exclusive mortgage program designed for New York's proud union members. Trusted for more than 20 years, Members Mortgage Corp provides an affordable mortgage loan program to active and retired New York union members, and there's no upfront fees or points. Call 1-833-99-UNION to start saving. 833-99-UNION. That's 833-99-UNION. Or online, go to membersmortgagecorp.com. Good morning, everyone. And as usual, Natalie has just disappointed us. I mean, it's unbelievable.
No, she's waging a struggle.
Because you're talking about New Kids on the Block, and you said what?
Well,
you went about 30 years before that, and
because Led and I are not exactly teeny boppers, and I happen to like the Shirelles.
We don't need Natalie.
Good. Do you got it on your phone?
Oh, yeah, that sounds real good. Everybody can hear that.
You can't hear that?
Yeah, if you're a dog. Silence on the radio.
You know how we could stop the bit? If you got the music for us that we could play the right way on the radio.
Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
That's a great song.
And didn't Carole King do that one, too?
She did. She wrote it.
Shirelles, great. Love some of their music, but not playing it.
That's
so
unbelievable.
You can move on now.
That's on. Is that unbelievable?
Wow. Boy, that's
really?
That's a little stroppy.
Oh, well.
What's the word?
Get used to
stroppy.
It. Stroppy.
Stroppy.
The new Natalie in here.
Who's in charge of this program? Are we or is she?
Anthony, we instruct you, associate producer, to get the song to Sherelle's, Anthony, if you want to come to work next week.
Right, Anthony. You hear that? Whatever Natalie says goes. So.
Oh, my God. Jeez, this is an insurrection brewing here.
And don't even ask Lou. He's been here long enough.
Lou, can you slip the Sherelle?
Pay attention to Natalie. She has your best interests at heart.
Oh, stop.
Oh, Joe, you're wet blanket.
You're such a company man.
We're having fun here. It's called a bit, and you just come in all serious about it. Aren't you in on the joke?
He's a wet blanket. You're right. It's such a company man.
It's not funny.
Talk about the mountain lion.
It's not funny. Especially that poor song. I mean, nobody could hear that, Len. what you're doing over there.
Yeah, Michael, let's sing it together.
Will you still love me tomorrow?
Can you hear
the mountain lion's name, Travis?
The mountain lion ambushed him, and he killed the mountain lion with his bare hands.
With his bare hands.
What the hell's with this guy?
This is great. This is like a movie.
I know, really.
This happened in Colorado at the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. This is unbelievable.
This guy's a hero, man.
And he's not a big guy. No, he's a really skinny
mountain lion.
I'm trying to give this a kitten. Facts.
The mountain lion hugged Kaufman's body, digging its front claws into his back. Its back legs thrashed at his thighs. He tried to throw.
Why are you making it sound like a porn
movie? Romance
novel?
What
is this, 50 Shades of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom?
But with his mouth clamped around his wrist, the two ended up tumbling more than 20 miles. All right, here's Travis Kaufman.
I stopped and threw my hands up in the air, and I started shouting. And unfortunately, the shouts didn't deter it. So it just kind of kept running and lunged at me.
Was that a better reading? Very mild-mannered guy.
I thought my reading was better.
He got a bit of
it. It was going toward my face, so I threw up my hands.
Ooh.
And from there, it started to claw at my face and neck, and that's when kind of my fear response turned into more of a fight response.
This is one of the most boring killing a lion with my bare hands stories I've ever heard.
Like, well,
yeah, that's what you do. You know, I was jogging.
Just started to go.
Point, and then we took a little tumble down the south side of the trail.
A little tumble, 20 feet.
Down there, just kind of had a little wrestling match, at which point I was able to get on top of it, pin its back legs, so I didn't get any soft tissue scratched out in my nether regions.
I was waiting for the nether regions.
Soft tissue?
What?
Guess he wasn't turned on.
The nether regions.
The nether regions. Well, how'd he kill it already?
Soft tissue.
How'd he kill it?
He smothered it.
Something a little more drastic, and then I was able to kind of shift my weight and get a foot on its neck.
I guess that was it.
Yeah, yeah.
He broke its neck.
Really?
He suffocated a mountain lion.
My God.
He was able to hold down enough and to suffocate it.
But the other thing, do you see just how clinical his description? Like, like you're working this out while the mountain lion's attacking you?
Yeah, like he's done it before.
Totally.
But Joe Bartlett.
Actually, I've got a big surprise for you here. State Senator Michael...
we'll be the judge of that.
You are setting yourself up for a fall, my friend.
I shouldn't have said that. State Senator Michael Gennaris being blamed and credited for killing the Amazon move to Long Island City. He was a vocal critic of the $3 billion in tax breaks and incentives that Amazon was going to get.
Amazon is the biggest corporation in the country, with the richest man on earth as its head. They did not need our $3 billion. They just chose to try and shake us down for it.
New York Post says Gennaris was upset that Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio cut him out of negotiations. Cuomo points to Gennaris and the state Senate as the reason Amazon pulled out. With Congress unwilling to fully fund the border wall, President Trump will take matters into his own hands today. He'll declare a national emergency, and that, of course, has upset Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
A gross abuse of the power of the presidency. And a desperate broke his core promise to have Mexico pay for the wall.
Well, we knew he wouldn't like it. What about conservative commentator Ann Coulter? How do you think she feels?
Oh, she loves it.
Who is doing this for Ann Coulter?
Yeah, well,
she's tough to please.
Upset.
Sure is.
I wonder if she likes the Shirelles.
The Justice Department pushing back against claims that they had discussions about secretly recording the president. In his statement yesterday, the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said remarks by former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe on 60 Minutes are inaccurate. McCabe claims there were serious discussions within the Justice Department about secretly recording conversations with President Trump and then rallying the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove him.
Wow.
You're worried about emergencies? Here's
this
the
is
FBI
the deep state.
Justice Department plotting to
remove the President of the United States.
Yeah. Well, throw
somebody doing the right thing.
Oh,
government.
Come on, Len.
Are
you out of your mind?
You cannot be happy with this.
That is the deep state
didn't
at
happen.
Work.
That always has all things
you know
on the
what
table.
That, called, that would have been a coup d'etat, Len. Yeah.
Yeah. Considering it is just...
What are we, a banana republic where the military takes over?
So when are you getting to the interesting part of the newscast that you promised?
Do you remember the Mega Millions ticket that was worth $1.5 billion?
Oh, this is good.
It's sold in South Carolina.
Is that
Carolina.
The story?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good story.
The winner has not come forward. They have just 2 months to collect. $1.5 billion.
Jeez.
Hasn't been claimed.
Right.
The state of South Carolina is getting a little nervous because $60 million will go to the state.
It's a hole in their budget.
Well, that's nice. I mean, $60 million goes there. But if he doesn't come forward, they don't get all that money. What happens is the total winnings are sent back to all the states.
Oh.
And South Carolina would only get $11
million. Wow.
Oh, interesting.
You imagine that not being claimed? The ticket.
That's right.
What do you think? Show of hands. Bartlett redeemed himself, right?
That was
interesting.
Pretty good. Yeah,
that was pretty. It was all right.
That was good.
No Shirelles.
When we get back, we're joined by Long Island Congressman Peter King. Thanks, Joe. Peter King has some strong words about the Amazon pullout and, of course, the looming national emergency. I have a feeling I'm not going to agree with anything he says. We'll discuss.
Okay.
And take a listen to WR Tonight with Joe Concha and Lise Wheel this evening from 6 to 9. But right now, let's check out traffic. Here's Bernie Bud.
Buddy, well, we're always happy to be joined by our friend Congressman Peter King. A lot to discuss this morning. A lot of news stories on the table. Good morning to you,
Congressman.
I go, how you doing, Len?
Good. Great. Boy, I think I'm going to disagree with you on some stuff today. This should be fun.
All right, first question for you. What do you make of Amazon's decision to pull out of building a headquarters in Long Island?
Pulled them out. This was a tremendous opportunity for New York. 25,000 jobs, maybe another 70,000 to 80,000 related jobs. There would have been about $27 billion in revenue coming in. This is, again, there would have been so much infrastructure improvement. And you have the largest company in the world wanting to come here, Amazon, come in there. To have them driven out is political malpractice. This is the one time I fully agree with Bill de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo.
Well, I'm going to top you because I grew up in Long Island City, not Sunnyside. And
okay.
And my feeling is that they were getting $3 billion in tax breaks, and now they wanted all the Palestinian payments or whatever. I think there was more than this, and I don't think they were playing like big boys, Amazon.
I don't know. I mean, the $3 billion is only going to come out of the future revenues, and they were expected to bring in about $27 billion in revenues. And, again, they were ready to go, and the building trade unions were in agreement with them. It was a tremendous loss for New York, and it makes it look as if New York is just not open to business. Great, great magnet as far as bringing in new jobs and showing that New York can, work with business.
I guess all I'm saying is I think it's a convenient whipping boy to pick on the progressives and to pick on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I just have a feeling there's more to it, but that's me.
Hey, Congressman, a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. You want to got a thought there?
No, I was just going to say, on the evidence we have, the only ones who are opposing it were the progressive left. I mean, Andrew Cuomo has said that, de Blasio said it. Unions have said that, and Amazon was all set to go as of a few weeks ago.
Here's the bigger picture, though, and this really does concern me, Congressman. I mean, I thought those tax breaks were really generous, but the point is they had to give the tax breaks because this whole state is not friendly towards business. I mean, we've got to rethink our approach to the economy here. We're driving businesses out of this state, and we're going to pay a price for that down the road.
Well, we are. There's already, again, people are moving out. Revenues are down, I think, $2.5 billion from last year. Part of that's because of the SALT deduction, but also that even long before SALT started. No, New York can't continue to be taxing the way it does, having the, all the programs that it does. And again, I'm at the federal level, so I don't want to be, being overly critical of what's happening to the state. But the fact is, when you see our taxes going up and the spending going up the way it is very inhospitable to business and to taxpayers.
We're on with Long Island Congressman Peter King. Please don't tell me you're in favor of the president declaring a national emergency to get his wall.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be. I think it was right now, though, considering all the roadblocks being thrown in his way, I think it's a question really of the power. Does the president have the right to reallocate funds?
And do you think he has that right?
Again, the statute seems to say he might, that the president, back in, I guess, 1976, then the emergency powers legislation was passed, and it'll be an interesting fight in court. Again, I wish I hadn't come to this. I was against the shutdown to begin with. It's also hypocritical for the Democratic side has behaved well on this, and that's, I guess, where I'm coming down on this.
You know, my concern here, and Len says I'm fear-mongering, but ability to declare a national emergency someday when a hardcore progressive is in power in the White House, that could come. They may say, hey, climate change is a national emergency. We have to implement the Green Deal. And I think that's an erosion of our freedoms.
Either that or Medicare for all. Yeah, I'm not denying that there's a potential threat there at all. Because, again, this is what they fought, I guess, revolutions for.
Yep.
Even going back to England, where they said, you know, the king didn't have this kind of power. So it'll be interesting. Maybe Pete King does.
King, you know, if he were king, he'd be king.
Yeah. Well, you do in my book, Congress.
It's probably the best we could get. The whole thing was crazy. I mean, there was a better bill 35 days ago, or whatever it was, back in December. I guess 60 days ago now. The government should never have shut down in the first place. And I blame the Freedom Caucus for leading the president into this. I mean, he's the president. He shouldn't have listened to them. Mm-hmm. But these are the guys who told him to have the shutdown. They let him down that path. He went down the path. It was like the charge of the Light Brigade of the Freedom Caucus leaders plus the progressive left all voting against this deal. And to me, it shows a certain dysfunction right now in our politics. You can't be shutting down the government. Either it was wrong when the Democrats did it last year over the Dreamers, even though I support the Dreamers. And it was more wrong this year to do it because we went 35. She gave Nancy Pelosi the power. You shut down the government and you give Nancy Pelosi the power to open it. I mean, this was the worst possible maneuvering that anyone could have done. Mm-hmm. And it's bad. And also, there's innocent people out there, 800,000 people who were not getting paid. And in addition to that, you have all these federal contractors. You know, many of the government buildings now are, you know, the people who are the janitors, the people who are the waiters and the waitresses and all that, you know, the cleaning people. They are paid by federal contractors. Yeah. Well, they lost, you know, 35 days of pay.
All right. Congressman Peter King, you make a lot of sense to me, I think.
Thanks, Congressman.
He does. It always makes a lot of sense. Thanks, Congressman.
Okay. Take care of yourselves, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too. I find it interesting that he thinks.
For singer R. Kelly. And is Jesse Smollett's story about being attacked in Chicago unraveling? And don't forget to listen to WOR Tonight with Joe Concha and Lise Wheel this evening from 6 to 9. Hey, I want to tell you about iHeartRadio Broadway, bringing you the best of Broadway 24-7, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Now, this great new station, which I've been listening to every night, in fact, features music from all your favorite Broadway shows. You got Wicked and The Lion King, Chicago. I heard a song, Seasons of Love. I love that song from Rent that was on last night. Or stream the Broadway station on all smart speakers and devices. Do what I do. Say, hey, Alexa, play the iHeartRadio Broadway channel, and you'll hear all your great favorite songs from Broadway shows. And now traffic.
Kelly has definitely stepped in it now.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's been dodging allegations of underage sex, and he's just generally a bad guy. That's the word on him in the music industry.
Totally.
And he's pretty much dodged it all the way around. But now your old friend Michael Avenatti has come forward with a tape.
Hey.
And he's having sex with a 14-year-old.
Oops.
She says on the tape that she's basically alludes to her age.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it that way, on the tape, as a 14-year-old. And now, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, this is as drastic as sex with an underage girl. But my son, for a while, worked in a recording studio, and he was on the overnight shift here in town. And R. Kelly shows up and says, "I want to record." And my son says, "You're not on the schedule."
Okay, fair enough.
I think is
fair enough.
Someone's young, a young guy. He says, "No," and he wouldn't let her record. So the next day, R. Kelly calls the boss of the studio and says, "I want that kid fired."
Oh, God. What a jerk.
Well, thank God the boss didn't fire my son.
No, your son was doing his job.
Yeah. So but that's my... So ever since then, I clearly have not been an R. Kelly fan.
Well, he's... You know what? Karma, Len. It's karma, because it's coming right back to bite him. Yeah. No question about it.
Now, this whole Jussie Smollett story is just getting curiouser and curiouser.
So he claimed that he was attacked his things, homophobic things to him. They put a noose around his neck. Well, no video of it. You were suspicious. There are video cameras everywhere. Nothing has surfaced. didn't really fully cooperate with the police. He said he was on the phone with his manager at the time of the attack. He was reluctant to turn over his phone records. When he did, he redacted a lot of the reports that one of the people who may have attacked him is a member of the Empire cast, as he is. And the Chicago That's police crazy. Are looking into this.
Yeah.
Now, they say, you know, they're not confirming anything, right. Chicago
police. Well, the Chicago police said the story isn't accurate as reported. So, right.
But their denial is a little
talking to worked was a, on. Another Empire cast member. Okay, so Natalie just got it for me. Here's a little bit of Smollett from Good Morning America yesterday.
It felt like minutes, but it probably was like 30 seconds, honestly. I can't tell you, honestly. I noticed the rope around my neck, and I started screaming. And I said,
"You're screaming about a rope."
Yeah, you see a rope around your neck. You first
get rid of it. Yeah, but he's walking in with it around his neck like it's a tie. And then the original story was they threw a liquid on him.
Yeah.
Well, what, you know, did they test his clothing? Did they anything with this liquid? Supposedly was, I don't know.
Very strange.
Anyway, here's a friend of or a neighbor of one of those that were questioning in Chicago.
Police car stopped in the alley, and they told me to go inside the house. Any police right here by the door.
Well, that's a big police presence. I mean, they're obviously on the case, and they're taking it seriously.
They are. They're looking into it.
Yeah. So anyway, this is the lawyer of one of the guys they took in.
No comment. I'm sorry.
A strange
case. If it comes out that he somehow orchestrated this thing, he's finished.
Well, he would be charged. It just didn't seem right when they said the guy's wearing MAGA hats and they're yelling about his
What would his motivation be, though, for concocting this story?
Well, the story came out that he was being written out of the cast of Empire.
But
and he wanted
they
to
deny that.
Yes, and he wanted to improve his image or his stature standing, and they'd know, you know, make a name for himself.
So he could be the victim.
I guess. So I don't know. But I don't know where they go from here, because if there's no video.
Right.
Unless they get a confession from one of these two they picked up.
Right.
And they say, yeah, it was all an act or something.
Well,
or
they put the pressure on them to.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a story that bears watching.
It does. And when we return, what we do each Friday morning this time, we're joined by ABC News political director Rick Klein. And, of course, there's a lot to talk to Rick about that. And don't miss your chance to win $1,000. It's coming up after the news with Joe Bartlett. It is 8 o'clock.
All new.